Let's try Claude Design together. In this episode, I get my hands dirty with Claude Design. You see me struggle. You see me push the edges. And by the end of this episode, you will become a top 1% Claude designer. Claude Design is a best-in-class product for wireframes, visual designs, not so much videos. You'll see why by the end of this episode. This episode was a live stream that I did, so you're going to see my first reactions to using Claude Design. If you want to see me do more live streams, more trying products in real time, like and comment below. I had a lot of fun, but if you're not having fun with me, then I'm not going to do it. So let me know, and I'll see you in there. Enjoy. And we are live, and we're going to be talking about, actually, you're not going to be talking about it. We're going to go through Claude Design. We're going to go through it together because it's the weekend, because, you know, it's a good product and we're going to see how good it is. I have no affiliation with it, but we're going to go through it together, and we're going to see what we think. So yeah, a lot of people have been asking me, Greg, what do you think of Claude Design? Is it good? I know it's in research preview. And I figure we just go through it together. It's the weekend and I'll just do a live, right? Let's do a live and see what people think. So I got the comment section open. So I want to, you know, let me know what you think. What's good, G? Not much. Let's get it. Yo, how do you pull it up? You go to claude.ai/design and you can pull it up. And together, we're going to go through it. We're going to try to create a video. We're going to try to create a slide deck. We're going to go and create a website. We'll create an app. I don't know where this is going to go, but by the end of this, we're going to know if Claude Design is worth our time, how to use it. I'm going to make some mistakes. You're going to make some mistakes. And through that, we're going to come out the other side knowing how to use this tool. The only way to know is to get your hands dirty. So that's what this is about. I was on YouTube before and I was seeing some YouTube tutorials and they didn't feel authentic to me. They didn't feel real to me. So what this episode, this live episode is going to be me being real about what Claude Design is, how it works. We're going to go through it together and it's just a live demo. It's a live demo, so stuff is going to go wrong and we're going to see it together. So welcome, everyone. Let's get right into it. So first thing I'm noticing is, you know, you can create a new prototype. You can create a new slide deck. You can start from a template, which is pretty cool, right? So you can start from like an animation, like a timeline-based motion design. Or you can set up a design system. So you can create a design system so anyone could create a good-looking design asset. I might want to try this later. This is interesting to me because I want to know, you know, if I have a design system in Figma, can I just import it in here and it works? Or can I use Claude to create a design system? Say I like the design system Apple. Can I pull that into here and just, you know, get going? So let's just say we want to create a new project, right? So we could, I need an idea. So I'll just grab an idea from ideabrowser.com. And I'm going to pick an idea that I think is interesting that I would actually go and build. So I'm going to filter it, let's say by a mobile app. And okay, so engaging brain exercises app for seniors. So cognitive decline robs seniors of independence. This platform automatically adjusts difficulty based on performance. Basically personalized brain workouts for seniors. Like this is probably an interesting idea. Probably would do well. And let's see what it would look like. So let's go. We'll just call it Senior Brains. And let's just ask it to create a wireframe first. So it's going to ask us, start with context. Designs grounded in a real context turn out better. So we can add a screenshot, add a code base, drag a Figma file, a design system. I'm literally just going to screenshot this and I'm going to see what it comes up with. So this is basically just a brief description of an idea. We're just going to throw it in here. I'm going to say, hey, this is an app idea I think is good. I'm inspired by gamified apps like Duolingo and the Brain Rot app, which has like a, you know, which has a mascot and feels just fun to use. Can you make a wireframe that is clear, clean, based on this idea? So why do I want to create a wireframe first? Because I don't want to waste tokens, number one. I know that if I just go and one-shot it, I'm going to just end up spending a ton of tokens. And I know it's going to sound like the tutorials out there are just one-shotting, you know, websites. And if I was actually trying to build a business, I would start with the wireframe, because that's going to help me figure out what features do I want. And it's going to help me just like create constraints for a product that I think would work. So it says, what's the primary device to wireframe? So iPhone. So by the way, this is for those of you who use Claude, this is basically the ask user question that they built in here. So this is really cool. Duolingo's owl is pushy and cute. Brain rot is chaotic. What feels right for seniors? I think gentle, silly, fun, but calm, never frantic. Which screens to wireframe? I'm going to say daily home, onboarding, rewards, and progress and snacks. Wow, this is cool. How many distinct directions? Each direction explores a different take on layout and feel. So I'm going to say three. By the way, this is kind of confusing, this slider, but we made it. Which gamification elements, daily streaks, XP points. So by the way, I'm just like, my first reaction to this is I'm blown away by how good these questions are. I don't know about you, are. I'm looking at the chat. Let me know what you think of these questions. Okay, baseline is large text and high contrast. What else? So that's, again, it knows it's designing for seniors. Voice narration controls would be really cool. Simplified mode toggle would be really cool. High contrast mode would be really cool. I want to add that. And then it says exercise types to mock, memory match, word recall, pattern and sequence. Yes. Visual tone of the wireframes. So my belief is mid-fi wireframes are bad. You know, I think that you want to start with lo-fi or go hi-fi. You know, you can't be half pregnant. You don't want to go mid-fi. So I'm going to go lowest fidelity. I suggest you do the same. How prominent is the family caregiver in the main app? This is crazy. The fact that it figured all this stuff out is absolutely insane. How prominent? Well, I'm going to say senior first, but family cheer-ons visible. That's a really cool idea. I don't know if that picked that up from Idea Browser. Maybe it did, but that's really, really smart. Okay, product name to use in mocks. Do you like senior brains? Do you like mind mentality? You know, do not care yet? What do you think? People in the chat, let me know. I'm going to put senior brains for now. What tweaks would you like to toggle? Switch between directions, toggle mask off, mascot on and off. No, we're going to do swap exercise type in session mode. And anything else? No, I think we can go ahead. So let's see. I was impressed with the questionnaire. It felt like it did a good job at looking at what the idea was and extrapolating from there, like a product manager. That was actually quite good. But you know, will it create great wireframes? We'll see. I hope it does. I hope it does. But if it doesn't, you know, we're learning together, right? I'm going to take a sip of my coffee. So what's happening right here? It says, let me build three distinct phone wireframe directions for senior brains. Pure, black and white, sketchy, with a gentle, silly mascot, focus on onboarding, daily home, session results, and progress. So if we're able to create an app here that, you know, is well designed and we can actually build it using, you know, Claude code, or like, you know, you're not gonna be able to build it with Claude design, obviously, right? This is just designs. But if you can actually build it, like, I could see how you, this could be a $5, $10, $15 million ARR business on top of it, right? You start with Instagram reels and you probably focus on Facebook. Like, the seniors are on Facebook. I think that there's opportunity here, and this is would be a business that I would want to create. So this is cool. Then there's a tip at the bottom. It says the napkin sketch tool lets you draw freehand, which is great for rough layouts. So I don't know where that is. If anyone could tell me where that is in the chat, please let me know. But that's really cool. I wonder if you can use this on iPad. Because I've got an iPad right here with a pencil, and if I can just sort of draw, because I feel like drawing with a mouse, not so easy. But if I can draw with an iPad, that would be really cool. So let's see what's going on here. So the progress. So setup file and iOS frame. There's direction A, which is warm and friendly. Direction B, which is mascot forward. And direction C, which is calendar ritual first. This is really cool because if you were going to go work with an agency, they would probably give you three different directions. Like, they would probably give you something like this, where they give you direction. And, you know, I'm a co-founder of an agency that works with the largest companies on the planet building AI apps. And we do things like direction A, direction B, direction C with stories on each. So I do like that it has that agency feel. Like, this is just my first impressions. You're getting my first impressions. It gives you that agency feel, but, you know, as of now, I haven't spent 1 cent on a token, right? At some point during this live, during this video, we might run out of tokens. I don't know when that's going to be, but from people on X, people are saying that's like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. So we'll see. Let's see what it is. So, I'm just going to refresh here. So it's not ready yet. Here you can see the components. So it's starting to come up. Direction A, it's still working on it. So we'll let it cook for a little more. You can see that it's building the JSX with all three directions and the screens. I do like that I'll zoom in a little more. I like this useful info stuff. Just these tips here, right? Because let's be real. When you're waiting for your LLM to cook, it's kind of boring, right? And you might just like go and open up X, or you might go and open up Instagram, or you might just be on TikTok or whatever. But, you know, you wanna stay locked in, right? You wanna stay locked in. So you wanna use this time to do something related to what you're doing, right? So if I'm cooking on the wireframes for this, maybe I'm going back to Idea Browser and I'm looking at, you know, the trends, right? What the revenue potential is. I'm looking at different ideas for the offer. I'm looking at what do people say about, you know, this on Reddit, and what's the analysis there, and what are the different subreddits? So, you know, this is easy for me to say, but like, I would say, try to focus as much as you can on actually focus on your task at hand. Okay, so we have three directions, and direction A is the warm stack. So it's a card-based home with one clear action. The mascot's a small sidekick, not the star. It's safe, it's familiar, it's Duolingo, it's adjacent, but it's calmer. So I think, you know, that looks pretty good. The onboarding at first open, hello there, I'm Bean. I'll keep you company during your brain workouts. You know, you got your profiles here, Ruth, Grandma, you can skip. And then you've got your direction C, calendar habit first. Home shows today's path as a single scroll. So it's less gamey, more morning coffee and crossword vibe. That's kind of cool. So when do you want your daily workout? You pick a time that's easy. How long? Looks good. I mean, I don't know what you all think. Put in the comments what you think. They're all really interesting. They all are really interesting. Matt in the comments says, after it builds, you'll see the pencil in the top right and you'll be able to draw on the build. So that's really cool. I didn't know that. Now it's showing, okay, we're gonna go through the warm stack direction. So it's now given the daily home for the warm stack. So you can see here's today's workout, 12-day streak from your family. I mean, this is really cool. This is really, really cool. This is really well done. Yeah, this is really well done. The direction B, which is basically like the chat base mascot, is the navigator. So it says, morning, Ruth. I thought we'd try a memory match today. Short and sweet. Are you ready? Yes, let's go. Try something else. So you go, yes, let's go. And you can see, this is really cool, like cheering you on. So this is like your family cheering you on, sending you hearts. Think about it as like, you know, you're doing a live stream and people are clicking like, or they're commenting, or, you know, this is what, that is that equivalent. So I think that's really, really cool. That was your best memory match yet. You got 11 on 12. And then you've got this journal where you can see, you know, you showed up 5 of 7 days, your word recall is getting quicker, about 20% faster than last month. So a little win. I think, like, awesome. Let's go to the third one. The calendar habit first. The home shows today's path as a single score, less gamey, more morning coffee and crossword vibes. So the home looks like a calendar, basically. So you can see in the, you know, in the beginning, you do the easy words, then you do the memory match. It's kind of cool because you're progressing, like you feel the progression. I really like this quote here. Take it easy. There's no hurry. Bean, like Bean as the mascot, is really cool. Like we were talking about the Claude Quick Tips here. If that Claude Quick Tips was a mascot, I probably would like it even more. Session results. I do like how gamified this is. It kind of reminds me of this, but it, I don't know, for some reason, this feels a little bit better. And then it's got the progress over here. So my question to the chat is A, B, or C. What do you think would work the most? Do you think A, B, or C is going to put in the chat A, B, or C? And we'll pick that one and then we'll ask it to make it beautiful. So I'll wait a few seconds and see what the chat says. So I don't see any people. Okay, we got A. We got some votes for A. A's pretty cool. I'll give it another 30 seconds. We like some A's. Okay, we got A. So we're gonna move forward with A. So thank you. Thanks, chat. I want to move forward with A. Now, I want you to do a hi-fi version of this. You need to be a creative director here. I want you to research Brain Rot app and apps like it and Duolingo and apps like it and make something familiar but fresh, something that the CPO of Brain Rot or Duolingo would be like, this is amazing. So I find that that's helpful just to challenge any LLM, giving it references. Look, it broke. Look what we got here. We got an error. Not working. Could you believe this? This is why I'm doing this live stream. Because when you go on YouTube and you see tutorials about, you know, this is insane, this product's insane. And I've been guilty of this too. Sometimes you don't put this in, you don't put the errors in. This gets edited out. So this is the real deal, and that's why we're doing this. I'm going to refresh, and I'm going to say, let's see if I can copy it again. We're going to copy it. We're going to hit send. And it seems like it's working. Nope. It's not working. So let's see how to... So it automatically retries, which is interesting. Automatically retries. So here's the debug info. So let's ask it to debug it. And see what happens. So some people are like, am I out of tokens? So let's go and see if I'm out of tokens. I mean, I think it would say something if I was out of tokens. So I don't think it's that. This is cool, by the way, the fact that you can have different projects here. So I've got this here and I can go and create another project if I wanted. If I want to create like let's just do this for fun, senior brains funding stuff. Like if I wanted to be, if I wanted to basically grab this, I'm going to grab this. We're going to basically create a deck while we're waiting for the debugging. We're going to create a deck to raise venture capital and we're going to see if it's able to do this. Hey, I want you to make a VC style deck that'll allow me to raise $2 million from Sequoia Capital. And let's see what it does there. It burns. Yeah, people are saying it burns through tokens. So we'll just let that cook over here. So, okay, now we have two folders. We have our senior brains. Here's the product. Whoa. So here, let's go back into here. Senior brains funding. So what's the product name? Senior brains. How long's the pitch? 5 minutes. We've got a prototype, let's say. We've got MVP, no launch yet. Let's say MVP. Or we'll just say seed. There we go. Not launched. Who's on the team? Greg Eisenberg. Old fund. Building out the product and meta ads. Okay. Deck aesthetic, Sequoia style. Yes. Actually, warm and human. Color direction. This is cool that you can just... you know, pick a direction up here. I like short topic styles, full scripts. That's cool. Variations, commit to one deck. And then let's do how clinical should it feel? Like consumer feel, I would say, with credibility. Okay, so I'm going to click continue. All right, so this is going to go ahead and cook. I'm seeing some interesting comments. So Dan says, in Cowork, you can navigate to the top left where it reads dispatch and click the arrow pointing down and clear the background task, and that works for me. So that could help with debugging. It's another reason why I like doing these lives, right? Because it's not just me learning, it's us learning together, and we're all sort of sharing tips and tricks together. So we're gonna let this do its thing, and let's go see if this is still, hey, can you just do version, or let's just do a simple ask. Can you do direction A? Or is it still just absolutely cooked. Like, are you good? Okay, so should we try in Cowork this what Dan says, navigate here. I'm gonna put this over here so people can see. In Cowork. Okay, we're going to do this together. I'm going to pull my... This is not easy to do live, but I will try. Okay, in co-work, we top left where it reads dispatch. Yeah. Click the arrow pointing down. Click the arrow pointing down. I don't see an arrow pointing down. I don't see the arrow pointing down. Click the arrow pointing down and clear background tasks. I guess I don't have background tasks on co-work. So not sure what you mean by that. At least on this account. Oh, he says, I don't know if it works. Fair enough. Fair enough. I appreciate you. All right. So let's go back to the deck stage. The deck that we're creating. So it seems like it's creating speaker's notes, which is really cool, right? So if you're creating a business, you found an idea, maybe it's Idea Browser, maybe you just came up with an idea and you just want like a first draft. It's cool that you can get a script. Is it good? We will see. And let's see. Uploads. Okay, so I think it's still doing its thing. Still doing its thing. Are you still working on this? Let's see. Yeah, it seems like it's still working on this. It is still working on this. Okay, while it's doing that, let's go see how the product's doing. Hey, can you turn direction A into a hi-fi designs? So I have one more idea. If this doesn't work, what we'll have to do is we'll just export it and we'll create a new session and then we'll just say go with A. But it seems like it's working. Yeah. So let me do the research and then build. I'll look into Duolingo and Brainride's design language to ground the hi-fi direction. So I guess the lesson here is it's going to break sometimes and you just got to keep going. It's going to break sometimes and you just got to keep going. But I'm pretty excited about this idea. I don't know about you. I think someone should build it. But I could just see this working. I like how simple it is. I like the mission. I like the mission a lot. And so I'm pretty impressed. Despite Cloud Design breaking on me a few times, so far I'm impressed. By the way, I see the comments. Greg Hanchin, go Greg, just dropping in to tell you rock. Thank you. I appreciate that. A LinkedIn user. Don't know who you are, what your name is. You're anonymous, but thanks for showing the process. I have to go, but later we'll check the YouTube video, cook stuff, and keep it coming. All right. Will do. Ronnie Parsons, how's it going? Nice one, Greg. Let's go. Someone could steal this idea, and someone should steal this idea. And make the lives of our seniors happier and healthier, which I think is a really, really big opportunity. You know, so many people are creating apps for Gen Z, even millennials. But there's just so much opportunity for older adults. They're so underserved as an audience. And I just think, hey, we all, you know, if we're lucky, we have grandparents and, why not create apps for them? So let's go. While this is cooking, let's see if our deck is done. Are you still working on this? It just doesn't respond. Let's just say, where's my deck? Where's my deck? I don't know if you can run two tasks at the same time, by the way. This is what we're trying. We're trying to run two tasks at the same time. And I don't think you can, right? Because it freezes up. So that's something I'm learning. You probably can't create two tasks at the same time. So I'd recommend just focusing. Oh, wow. Yes. So that's what happened. I That's really interesting. I pressed the task in the funding thing, and this just stopped. And I'm going to say, so we don't want that. Hey, I'm just going to re-say it again. So another lesson here. Not like they should say that, right? They should say like focus on one task at a time, you know, because how are we supposed to know? It's impossible to know. So I'm going to see if I can just, there's no like stop button, which is interesting. It just, it did the deck. Okay, so it did the deck. Keeping 58 million minds sharp for longer. Let's see if we like this. Wow. Hi, I'm Greg Eisenberg. Over the last decades, I've built and sold internet businesses. I've advised Reddit and TikTok, and I've spent a lot of time studying where demographics, tailwinds meet software. The one I keep coming back to is this. There are 58 million Americans over 65. File not found. There are over 58 million Americans over 65, and almost none of the software they use was built for them. I'm here today to talk to you about Senior Brains, the first consumer brain health company built specifically for the aging brain. We're raising $2 million to launch and prove that seniors will pay and pay well and to keep their minds sharp. I'd love Sequoia to lead it. 1 in 3 Americans over 65 will develop cognitive decline. This is dope. Today, seniors choose between toys or a 6-month wait at a memory clinic. Mic drop. That goes hard. Option A, you play brain games built for commuters, not seniors, cluttered, thin clinical evidence. Option B, that's cool, by the way, that this deck is just kind of over here. Option B is a memory clinic, neurologist, academic center, 6-month wait time, $400 out of pocket. Diagnostics, not a practice. I mean, come on. This is really cool. What we're building, 15 minutes every morning for the rest of your life. More calm than clinic, more Noom than Lumosity. The daily practice America's aging population has been asking their doctor for, and no one has built it. No one has built it. And here it is. Wow. It did a mid-fi. So the daily coach, the circle, and it gives the product features. The science just crossed the line. 3 landmark trials turn cognitive training from wellness into standard of care. Wow, this is really good. So it actually did the research around like scientific backing. Wow. The wealthiest generation in history is aging into the largest unmet health need of their lives. The adult child is the buyer. Mom is the user. This is really good. The daughter sees a Meta ad, the gift that keeps mom sharp. They buy the annual gift. Wow. $228. Mom onboards with her coach. And then look at that. Your blended CAC, $62. Your year one LTV, $228. And your payback's 3.3 months. LTV CAC, 3.7. Star consumer and grow into medical advantage. Wow. And then you sell into senior living. That's unbelievable. We're pre-launch, not pre-product. This is me. Like it did all. I mean, I don't have the number one tech pod on Spotify. The Startup Ideas podcast is not the number one, but it's the number one in my heart and maybe yours too. So this is probably the best deck I have ever seen created by any LLM, period. Period. The idea browser to Claude design flow for a deck is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Let's go back to see if it's any good at visual design. Or is it just gonna like stall? But I think we figured it out, right? It did give us a couple bugs. It's already built it. I think we figured out that you can't do multiple at the same time too. So, okay, where are my screens, my friend? Oh, here's my hi-fis. Are these my hi-fis? Probably. Nope. Okay, not there. Oh, here's my high fives. Okay. So direction A, let's see if we like this. Senior Brains, the daily brain walk, gamification with Hef, familiar enough to feel instantly legible, streak XP level and mascot, but warmer. Okay, just show me the product. Like, where is the product? What, like, why is it not just showing me the product, right? I don't, is this it? Is this it? I don't see where it is. Someone in the chat, let me know, you know, what, where you think I should go here. Someone in the chat, let me know what you think. I've opened the hi-fi. It should be visible now. Scroll horizontally. Scroll horizontally, it says. I don't see it. I'm going to say, I can't scroll horizontally. Show it to me vertically. Click present in the top right. All right, let's see. Full screen. Okay, it's presented, but there's nothing, it's not doing anything. So that didn't work. Thank you, though. Interrupted by an error, I think, because I can't see it in this format. Give me another format. This is the stuff that people actually need to know. If you want to get good at cloud design, you actually have to know these little things. And I know it's boring. There we go. So here we go. Onboarding. So Bean introduces itself on step one. Here's the question. Big tap targets, one idea per screen, cheerful illustrated chips. Bean is asking, what would you like to get a little sharper at? Remembering words or names, focusing and paying attention, quick thinking, a bit of everything. You've got your daily home. I think this looks really good. From your family, like, this social feature is just too good. It's cool you can scroll down too. You got your session results. I think this is missing, like, share this on Facebook for this audience, right? I think that would be really cool, but TBD. And then your progress, current streak, this week. I mean, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. This is really cool. This is, I don't know about you, but this exceeded my expectations. So now let's see let's try to make this better. So let's try this drawing thing. So I'm going to say, or type anywhere to add a note. Okay. I'm going to make this here and I'm going to say, actually not over here. Basically, I want to add the share diagram. So I'm going to say over here, I want a button, right? I'm going to say tap anywhere. I'm going to say make a button somewhere in the bottom or wherever conversion would be highest that says share to Facebook. And now we're going to see how this works and if Claude Design is able to take that feedback. And there's similar features on other vibe coding type tools. I know Google Stitch has a similar feature and others. So this is something I like to do. Let's see if that worked. Pretty nice. I mean, that's not the default. I will say that's not the default Facebook icon, but share this win on Facebook. Like, the copy is really good, right? I didn't tell it to say share this win, but I know as someone who's built social products that millions of people have used, that if you say share this win versus share this on Facebook, share this win is going to convert a lot more. And what does that mean tactically? That means that you're going to get more customers. So I like this. I like this a lot. I'm impressed. So I can end this. I can end this stream here. I can end the stream here doing a slides and a wireframe in design, or I can do a video too. I can do one. I can do a video. Should we do a video? Let's do a video. So to do a video, let's see how we can do it. Do we do it as a prototype? Do we do, you know, there's no video section, right? But I think it's going to be a video over here. So we're going to go senior brains video, you know, we'll say add. And then I'm going to say what I should have done is actually, it'll be interesting to know if it can get context for my other projects. So I'm going to say, I want you to create a 60-second, I'm going to say a 30-second ad for my new app, Senior Brains. You can find the screenshots in the project called Senior Brains. If you have any questions, let me know. I want the creative direction to be cute, funny, warm, and interesting to watch. Your target is 45 year olds. Basically, the children of the buyer, children of the older adult who's going to use the product. Can you do this? Hit send. This is just funny. This is just a funny thing to say. In before Senior Frog's copyright claim. You love to see it. That's just funny. I appreciate you, Zeb. So, quick questions. Link to the Senior Brains project. So I actually have to go to the project ID. Fine. So I'll have to go here. I'll have to go into here, into the Senior Brains. Now do I go share, copy link, and let's see if that will work here. What? So this is always confusing. Here is the project. What I do find confusing is every time you like leave a folder and go back in, it kind of like it loses context a little bit. See, I wanted to get back to the questionnaire, but when I went back here, there was nothing, right? But anyways, I gave it the. So that's a bit of a miss, I will say. Claude Design, that's a miss. I would have loved to just it been back, right? It doesn't feel like a seamless experience, and that doesn't feel good. Like it doesn't feel good when that happens. So I have a feeling this is going to take long. By the way, I mean, well, not long. Maybe it's going to take 5-10 minutes to create this. But who knows? We're going to find out together. I've got a solid read on the design system now. I'll stand by for your answers on the question forms. Okay, so, but where's the question forms, sir? Like it goes, Claude has some questions and your boy is clicking and it's not coming up. So let's see where it would be. I'm just going to ask it. I can't find the questionnaire. Where is it? And it should be able to put it on screen. So when in doubt, if you don't know something, just ask design what to do. And that's generally a good rule of thumb. So, oh, Stuff is happening. Stuff is happening. We love to see it. Should appear. So the questions should have appeared in your preview pane on the right side of the screen. Okay. Should have, but it did not. If it's not, it may have been dismissed, which it was. Let me just make reasonable creative choices and get building. Wow. Wow. Okay. Okay, sir. I'll commit to a strong direction and expose variations. I would have loved, I don't know about you, but I would have loved to have seen the questionnaire come back. I would have loved to have known and actually answered it. I love doing the questionnaires. One of the things I love most about Claude Design, funny enough, as a first reaction, is doing the questionnaires. Because in doing the questionnaires, I, as like the product manager, can get so much more clear as to what exactly I'm building. Of course, I grabbed an idea from Idea Browser, or if I come up with an idea on a walk or something, it's just like a one-liner or two-liner. What I love about products like this is it helps me refine my thinking. And if I let it do all the thinking and all the judgment, then I find myself creating projects and never finishing them. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that at all. So I don't like that. That's a miss, Claude Design. And yeah, that's all I can say about that. So we can see here the plan. So committing it out loud, we're getting a 30-second animated video. By the way, someone said, I wonder how many tokens it uses for the 30-second video. I wonder too. I also want to say that it has not asked me for more tokens yet. I'm on a Claude Max plan. I believe on this account, I'm on a Claude Max plan. It has not asked me what is the value I've gotten out of this? Like the value right now has been thousands of dollars, period. The value has been thousands of dollars. Did you see that deck? That deck was crazy. The directions, the wireframe directions were on point. And the visual style was really good. It nailed 90% of it. Realistically, with 30 minutes of back and forth and going through it, I could have gotten those app designs to be next level. Animations, interactions, that would have been really interesting to see. Could have done actually interactions and animations. Not sure, but the actual designs were really, really good. So Ken says here, I'm sure the usage limit is terrible. It was already bad when you create edit artifacts. Maybe the Anthropic people are listening to this stream and are like, let's just give him some more tokens. We feel bad for him. We feel bad for him. I'm kidding. They're not. Especially when I say I'm doing a couple jabs here at Anthropic. People are saying usage on Claude is terrible. Yeah. That is, a lot of people say that. So let's just go and see what's happening here. So 30-second video. The story is going to be a character-driven slice of life. We follow Ruth, who's the mom, and Sarah, who's the adult daughter. Sarah gifts the app. Ruth uses it. They connect through it. Funny, warm tone with visual gags. Okay. Oh, okay. Mom, have you seen my glasses every Tuesday? Sarah, her daughter, there has to be something. Gifting the app. Playing. This is interesting. Like it's not what I expected, to be honest. Like I expected a full on like commercial. Like this is cool as like, I could see this being an ad on like X or something, but I can't see this being an ad on. I'll give that feedback. Cool. I can see this being an ad on X or something, but this is for Meta. Also, I'm curious. Can you make this feel more like a real commercial, something I'd watch on TV. This doesn't feel like that. So we got Danny who says, hi, Greg. Just to let you know, I've run out of tokens in a couple hours and I cannot add more. Crazy. Crazy. So these are these like tweaks that you can do on the right-hand side. Okay, so there's, you know, it's cool that it has, I mean, this is pretty cool, but it's just, it's pretty cool. I should say it's pretty cool. I just want to see if it can make a cinematic version. That's really what I want. And I didn't do a good enough job in the prompt, realistically, saying that. So Danny's impressed with Claude design. He says, the amount of work it did in those 2 hours is fantastic. Tim Park says, it's cool, but it doesn't slap. I think he's referring to the video ad, and I agree. That is a good way to put it. Ida says, I love Claude's ability. It's Yusha's take. It's away 75%. Okay. All right. Yeah, I think, I mean, tokens, it's interesting to see how, you know, here's the way to think about tokens. Like how much value are you getting out of it? That's really what it comes down to. So, you know, right now I'm getting a ton of value. What's this worth to me? A lot. This is funny. Ida says, it's genius, but imagine the most beautiful house in the world, but you can live in it for one day. That's what Claude design is. That's interesting. This is hilarious. It's cool watching it work. I have no idea what caramelized onions are, but it keeps saying it when it builds. Wow, that's pretty good. Yeah, I think what you're talking about is like in the, like when it's writing or doing things, sometimes it says like, Claude will say schlepping or working or doing things. So yeah, it happens. Sautéing, right? It loves to sauté. Claude design and Claude in general love to sauté. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to do a turmeric orange shot. I'm recovering from a cold. So I'm going to do a shot on screen and just sip this shot. Actually, I'm not even going to sip it. I'm just going to take it. Oh, it's got like a really nice orange turmeric vibe to it. Turmeric orange. Look at that. It's got like a crust on the top. It's crazy. All right, here we go. I just failed to get this out. It's so thick that I can't even get it out. Only getting a bit out. A little bit. Inject the turmeric. I'm just trying to get better for you all so I can do more demos. Oh. Whew. All right. All right. Whoa. Whew. We did it. We did it. Turmeric and black pepper. Powerful, yes. We don't have time to be sick here. We gotta go full force. I also have apple lemon ginger. Delicious. Absolutely delicious. Agreed. Turmeric color branding with Claude on point two, 100%. All right, we're going to give this a few more minutes. And I don't even, I'm like scared to go even touch anywhere else on this product because I'm scared it's going to stop working. I don't know about you. That's like how I feel like when I'm on Cloud Design, I'm walking on eggshells. Okay, here's an interesting alpha. Steve Katz, for the hyper-realistic version you wanted with Opus 4.7, run the same prompt on eversince.ai. So I've never heard of eversince.ai. But this is cool. Wow, this is what I want. This is like the dream. This is, I'm guessing, using Cdance 2 or similar. So yeah, maybe Claude Design is not it for videos. Yeah, let's see what he uses. Cdance 2. This is cool. Wow, launch today. That's interesting. Yeah, I feel like there's no way that this is going to be as good as that. There's no way. I would go and, you know, download the files. Here, you know what we can do? We can export this. Oh my God, here we go. Oh my God. Oh my God. Are you watching this ad right now? Wow. What do you think of that ad? I don't even know how to get back to it. It's still working on it. But what did you think of that? Did you see that? What is happening? Oh, new version. New version just dropped. Okay, watch it again. Mom, where are your glasses? I'm pretty sure you can create audio on design, or actually, I don't know if you can create audio. That's a good question. Can you create audio on Claude Design? You certainly can bring it to Suno and create the audio there and then just put it together. It's better, but it sucks. It's better, but it sucks. Claude Design is not for video. It's like okay. It's okay. I don't know. It might just be we haven't spent time with it. We didn't like do a storyboard and stuff like this. But I don't know. It's not this. It's not eversince.ai. Look at this. This is what we're competing with. There you have it, folks. We played and we tried with Claude Design together. I'm going to stop sharing my screen. And there you have it. We did it in under an hour. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Hope this has been fun. Hope you learned a thing or two. My final impression of Claude Design is that you should try it and get your hands dirty. I think that the wireframe capability on Claude Design is incredible. I think that the ability to take an idea and put it into a deck is unbelievable. I think that the visual designs of Claude Design are really, really good. I think that it's really hard to do multiple prompts at the same time. So you have to be patient. I think the video capabilities of Claude Design is a 5 on 10 at best. So overall, is it worth trying? Absolutely. I think it's best, you know, it's best in class. I don't know if it's the best, but I'm going to be using it. I think like I said, it's the best wireframing I've seen to date. I'm going to be trying it versus different, you know, some of the competition. I think it's really cool. And thank you all. Thank you all. Get your hands dirty. If you enjoyed this, please let me know. I can do more of this sort of stuff. And I'll see you next time.